USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly 1 million Americans have already voted in the 2020 election, several times the number that voted early in 2016, with the vast majority being cast by Democrats. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project. President Trump said on Monday that he has paid millions of dollars in taxes, but was entitled to depreciation and tax credits, adding that he was extremely under-leveraged and suggesting that he may release financial statements that would show all of his assets in debt. As far as if the president's tax returns are a big issue with voters, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells ABC's The View,
I don't think it's an issue that frankly impacts a whole lot of Americans. As I talk to people in Texas, the number one issue everyone is worried about is jobs. They want to reopen small businesses.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden continuing with debate prep on Monday. Meanwhile, Senator Kamala Harris is in North Carolina. Despite many states requiring people to wear masks when out in public, the number of coronavirus cases continues to rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
21 U.S. states now seeing spikes in COVID-19 cases, and it has health experts warning of an even more deadly fall and winter because of COVID-19 combined with the normal seasonal flu. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is among those concerned, saying this morning,
I hope not, but we very well might start seeing increases in deaths. That's really something that I had discussed some time ago. It's something you don't want to be in a position like that as the weather starts getting cold.
He spoke on Good Morning America, one coronavirus model showing the U.S. could see as many as 3,000 deaths a day by late December.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
After a rough game won against the New Orleans Saints, Tom Brady has led the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to two straight victories. Brady, in his first year with the team after spending his entire career with the New England Patriots. Jeff Benedict is author of a new book titled The Dynasty, which deals a lot with the Patriots and their six Super Bowl wins over the Brady, Belichick, and Kraft years, tells USA Radio News he expected Brady to do well in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going amazingly well for him at his age to be going to a brand new organization after spending 20 years in the same system up in New England. It seems like each week down there, he's gotten better. And the team, the offense has got more in sync. It's really remarkable to see him doing that at this point in his career.
Major League Baseball wrapped up their shortened regular season amid the coronavirus pandemic, and now the postseason will begin on Tuesday. Major League Baseball has expanded the postseason from 10 to 16 teams starting in 2020, giving more than half the teams a chance at a World Series crown. The Division Series, League Championship Series, and World Series will be played at neutral sites in Southern California and Texas. The World Series beginning October 20th at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. The first round matchups will be a best of three series called the Wild Card Series. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.